News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, let me point out, too, that you'll get a shout-out if you win the Fish and Photo Contest today in the noon hour on Midday Mobile. Let's get that straight, Mr. Announcer Guy.
A loud shout-out.
A vociferous shout-out. 73 degrees as we get started on this Thursday, Getaway Thursday for a lot of folks with the Independence Day weekend ahead. We got more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a few. Maybe we'll press him into an early weekend weather scale as well in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, just to start naming all the stuff happening this morning. All right, glad you're along. We'll check in with Dr. Bill for our forecast coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning from the Pierce Law Firm Traffic Center. We've had accident free conditions and light traffic coming across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Ford, and through Mobile, we're clear. If the 1065 split out towards Theodore Dawes Road, watch for radar this morning, and northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts for weddings and family gatherings, or buy your new or used car too. And they're the only new Yamaha golf cart dealer in Mobile. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Everyone's favorite for the 4th of July is warm, buttery corn on the cob and cold, sweet watermelon. Shop Allegri Farm Market this week for just pick corn and watermelon from the Allegri Farm, brought in several times a day, so it's as fresh as it gets. Stop on your way to the beach, home from work, or every day. Fresh, delicious Allegri Farm Market on Highway 181 in Daphne, open 7 to 2 on 4th of July. From the friendly staff at Allegri Farm Market, happy Independence Day.
You can't walk down the street without clothes on in the city of Mobile.
Okay, so you miss that?
You can't walk down the street without clothes on in the city of Mobile.
News to me.
Yeah, part of the discussion yesterday at the Mobile City Council special meeting, and that's Dr. Eichel from Mobile County Health Department pointing out, note this.
You can't walk down the street without clothes on in the city of Mobile.
All right, we'll get more into that story coming up as the Mobile City Council passes the mask ordinance. It is the law now. We'll go through the details of that and talk about yesterday's commentary that went along with the vote. And I tell you what, Mobile City Council members sat through a lot of people pulling out lots of paper and saying, well, this person says and that person says, and I saw a YouTube video and this and that. Welcome to our world, okay? Welcome to our world.
Fact check that, Buster.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll start off with the numbers as we're talking about another sad record set here yesterday with number of COVID cases nationally.
Yeah, nationally, a new high in the number of cases with over 51,000 added yesterday. Testing continues to be pretty high. Not as high as it was the day before when we set a new high, but pretty close. 621,000 test results reported yesterday. And with that 51,000 new cases, it came in at about 8.2% positive, which is higher than we've been seeing here over these last few weeks. Also, in America, 676 deaths reported yesterday. There haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June 9th. So that brings our total numbers here in the USA to over 2.78 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 130,000 deaths, but also over 1 million have now recovered from the virus. And as far as testing, you know, it's increased quite a bit week over week, and we've now had nearly 33 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, now nearly 38,500 confirmed cases in the state and 947 have died due due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 33 new hospitalizations were reported, and they're also reporting a new high in the number of people currently hospitalized at 797. There were 906 new cases added yesterday, 7-day average at 974 cases per day, while the 2-week average is at a high of 823 cases per day. There are also 21 deaths reported for the second day in a row in Alabama. 7-day average is 10 deaths per day. The 14-day average, 12 per day. Now, I've said this quite a bit over this last week. We started to see a spike in new cases in Alabama around June 10th. We're now over 3 weeks since that spike began. So if deaths are going to rise correspondingly like we saw early on in this virus, we would expect to start seeing that reflected in numbers either at the end of this week or beginning of next week. There were 7,290 tests reported for Alabama yesterday, and we're now averaging nearly 8,000 test results per day, which is a new high for us here in Alabama. That's over the last week. And then over the last 2 weeks, we've averaged 7,300 tests per day. Over the last week, 12.3% of those test results have been positive, which is higher than the national average, and the 2-week average of positive tests at 11.1%. At the local level, Mobile County added 63 new cases yesterday and 0 new deaths. There have now been 3,697 positive cases for Mobile County and 134 deaths. Baldwin County added 23 new cases yesterday and still have not reported a death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd. There have been 686 positive cases for Baldwin County and 9 deaths. Washington County now has 100 positive cases with 7 deaths. Clark County, 266 cases with 5 deaths. Monroe County, 197 cases with 2 deaths. Kanaka County, 180 cases and 4 deaths. Escambia County, 263 cases and 6 deaths. Choctaw County has had 192 cases and 12 deaths. And Wilcox County with 280 cases and 8 deaths. And it seems, Sean, that at least yesterday in these last couple days, central Alabama has been hit hardest with the number of new coronavirus cases. Jefferson County yesterday added 177 new cases and 2 deaths. They lead the state in number of deaths with 142. That's 8 more than Mobile County, which is second highest. And Montgomery County added 51 new cases yesterday. They have the second most number of cases in the state of Alabama.
All right, Dalton with the update there. Yesterday's Mobile City Council meeting went on like 16 hours. As you had commentary there before the vote. I was getting texts in here working until 5:30 yesterday afternoon, and people were hitting the text line saying, well, have they voted? What's the vote? How'd they vote? I kept saying, they're still discussing.
Lots of discussion.
Yeah, and citizens discussing as well. It did go down with a 6-1 vote in favor of the ordinance. John Williams not voting for it. The rest of them voting for it. Also, one of the commentaries yesterday from Mobile County Health Department and Dr. Bernard Eichold, he said this, consider your mask a clothing item.
And it's you have to have fire extinguishers in a commercial building. And so they look at life and safety issues. So I thank everybody for this debate. I hope that the city council will have an opportunity to move this forward and help protect the people in our community. And it really is, wearing a mask is a sign of respect to somebody else. And it's like clothing. It is a clothing item, but you have to wear clothes when you're outside in the city of Mobile. And I think that is probably a city ordinance somewhere, although very old. You can't walk down the street without clothes on in the city of Mobile. So thank you very much, and God bless.
All right, duly noted. Duly noted, can't walk down the street without. You can. You can, but you'll be arrested for it. Right, you can, but it's against the law.
Yeah, it is against the law, but some people would probably get further down the street than some other people.
It's true.
Before they get arrested.
It's true in so many ways. All right, so we'll go through here later on this hour, give you any of the exceptions. They did edit, I think there was 3 different versions, drafts of this ordinance. We'll give you what they voted on yesterday and some of the nuance. Like one of the things that we talked about yesterday, the children 2 and under went to children 10 and under.
Mm-hmm.
That are exempted from the mask ordinance. Also on the way, Tommy Tuberville's campaign tour bus catching fire up in Birmingham, burning there alongside the road.
I saw the pictures. Wow.
The of course, the campaign is lit or whatever people are saying. people are on fire to vote for Tucker. The spin machine's been fun on social media overnight. Also, do cities and towns actually have the right to enforce the mask ordinance? The attorney general is quoted, he is quoted by a secondary person who said, city attorney Lee Roberts there in Birmingham quotes what he was told by the AG on this, and I think it's pretty interesting on this. And this is, we're talking coronavirus stories. This story out of Tuscaloosa, I don't know if y'all followed this, where the kids, the youths were having coronavirus parties. In other words, parties and gambling based around getting coronavirus. Give you more details on that coming up. Dalton's got sports on the way. What's in sports?
Yeah, the NFL shortening their preseason schedule from 4 games to 2. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
All right, all straight ahead. It is a Thursday, although it's a getaway Thursday for a lot of folks. We'll get Dr. Bill's forecast, kind of set up your weekend coming up in just about 12 minutes.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Mobile will be required to wear face coverings in public places after the City Council approved a mask ordinance during Wednesday's special meeting. The council voted 6-1 in favor of the ordinance. Children 10 and younger are exempt from the law. The penalty for not wearing a mask is $50. The ordinance will go into effect on Friday. Also starting Monday, people will have to wear masks inside Baldwin County courthouses. Judge Clark Stankowski issued that mandate on Wednesday, ordering everyone to wear masks inside county courthouses, including the satellite courts in Foley and Fairhope. Court employees, visitors, witnesses, law enforcement officers, cleaning personnel, and vendors will be required to wear the face coverings. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said he's pausing efforts to reopen the state economy. The announcement comes after nearly 1,100 new COVID-19 cases were reported last week. On Wednesday, state health officials reported 653 new cases. Reeves had planned to completely reopen the state by July 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
It's all about
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you, we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. ESPN reports that the NFL will be shortening the length of the 2020 preseason to 2 games from the traditional 4. The league has already canceled the annual Hall of Fame game, which was scheduled for August 8th in Canton, Ohio. Now they've canceled the 1st and 4th preseason games on each team's schedule in order to allow players to get in better condition prior to the start of the regular season on September 10th. Most players will still report to training camp on July 28th, but the first preseason games won't be played until August 20th. The second week of the preseason games, scheduled to begin August 27th, each team will play 1 home game and 1 on the road. The NFL and NFL Players Association agreed that players will need more time than normal to get in football shape this summer. No teams were able to practice on the field during the offseason, they were not allowed to. Some did. And many gyms and conditioning settings have been closed. The NFL will soon issue a set of guidelines that spells out the schedule for the 23 days of training camp. The NFLPA has a conference call scheduled for later today to further discuss their coronavirus protocols. In college football news, 14 members of the Oklahoma Sooners have tested positive for coronavirus. Sooners were tested ahead of Wednesday's reopening of OU facilities for voluntary workouts for football players. Two of the players have reportedly recovered, while 12 of the cases remain active. In addition to the players, 72 staff members were tested with two positive results. But the Sooners program is not alone, as college football players and other athletes across the country have started returning to campus for workouts. Many are testing positive for the virus. At the University of Alabama, at least 8 Crimson Tide football players have tested positive. 3 at Auburn have tested positive. At least 51 schools have reported at least one positive test in their athletic programs. First college football games for the 2020 season are currently scheduled for August 29th. In hockey news, reports say that the NHL and NHL Players Association are close to agreeing to a deal to restart the 2020 season, along with an extension of the current collective bargaining agreement. The NHL also announced that Edmonton and Toronto will be the two hub cities where 24 teams will play when they return to the ice for the playoffs. In golf, the Rocket Mortgage Classic began this morning at the Detroit Golf Club, with the first players teeing off at 5:45. Live TV coverage on the Golf Channel begins at 2 this afternoon. Yesterday, the tour made a modification to its coronavirus policy. With the possibility of false positive tests, any player or caddy who tests positive for COVID-19 but appears asymptomatic may return to competition following 2 negative test results at least 24 hours apart. As a result, Cameron Champ, who tested positive on June 23rd but had 3 negative tests in the 72 hours after his positive result, has been given the green light to play in this week's tournament. At least 5 players have tested positive since the tour began tournament play 3 weeks ago. And in baseball news, with the expectation that no fans will be allowed to attend MLB games when the 2020 season begins later this month, teams are getting creative in order to add some revenue. The Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants both announced a promotion to put cardboard cutouts of fans in their respective stadiums during home games. For a price, fans will be able to take a photo of themselves. That photo then gets printed onto a cardboard cutout, and that cutout gets placed somewhere in the stands of Oakland Coliseum or Oracle Park. According to the A's website, A's Access members get their cutouts for $49. General fans have to pay $89. But if you want your cutout in the foul ball zone, you'll have to pay $129. The trade-off there is if a ball hits your cutout in the foul ball zone, the team sends you that foul ball. Fans also, they can decide to be a part of the promotion and get 2 tickets to the first exhibition game of 2021. Now, Sean, other teams around the world have used this strategy to fill their stadiums. Leeds United, an English soccer club, had to apologize for allowing a cutout of Osama bin Laden to make its way into their fake crowd.
You don't think that's going to happen again, do you?
No, no chance that happens here. 6:23, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision, 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, stay open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. We look great across the Bayway and the Causeway. That ride from Loxley, Malbus to Daphne, no delays. And coming down from Saraland to the 1065 split, it's been a perfect start to the morning. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to silvercreekrange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5, about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And the rain yesterday, I guess that's why, cooling things off. 73 this morning. It was 80 yesterday morning as we got started. So a little bit of cool off. Rain, what effects will it have on the few remaining fireworks displays? That's going to be the question, right? We're down to a smaller list. And by the way, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, and get our lineup of what fireworks displays are actually still happening.
Yeah,
that's it's a shorter list. And then will the rain cause some of those to be canceled? We don't know yet, but we'll find out more from Dr. Bill what he thinks is going to happen tomorrow night and Saturday night.
Yeah, and the list got shorter yesterday with OWA announcing that they are postponing their fireworks shows, which were planned for tomorrow night and Saturday night. But I do think it's good news with all the amateur fireworks shows that are set to go off that we've had that rain. So maybe not as much of a chance of setting some woods fires.
That's good. And we will talk about that because the stats are out. I thought this was an interesting story Dalton got me yesterday about which states consume, now per capita, which states consume the most in fireworks out there. We'll run that list for you here in just a little bit. Plus, what we mentioned yesterday that you would think probably this will lead to more ER visits for folks, just more people shooting off their own fireworks. And, there's a couple national stories that say that hospitals are getting ready for an increased amount of injuries as Americans are going to be doing their own fireworks displays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be safe, but yes, I'm doing...
You're doing your part to flatten the curve for the... fireworks injuries?
Well, we're going to still do fireworks, but we're not going to get injured. That's why I talked to you about the kids. We do it this way so we don't get injured, but we're going to do the fireworks display. All right, a couple things. Which one do you want to do? We've got one story here that I think is interesting. It's a story about Birmingham's mask ordinance, but in the story, they make a reference to the city attorney there in Birmingham getting an opinion from the attorney general about the legality of enforcing their mask code, right? So I'll get into that. Also, these knucklehead kids in Tuscaloosa trying to get COVID-19. That's all straight ahead. Stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Mobile will be required to wear face coverings in public places after the city council approved a mask ordinance during Wednesday's special meeting. The council voted 6-1 in favor of the ordinance. Children 10 and younger are exempt from the law. The penalty for not wearing a mask is $50. The ordinance will go into effect on Friday. Also, starting Monday, people will have to wear masks inside Baldwin County courthouses. Judge Clark Stankowski issued that mandate on Wednesday, ordering everyone to wear masks inside county courthouses, including the satellite courts in Foley and Fairhope. Court employees, visitors, witnesses, law enforcement officers, cleaning personnel, and vendors will be required to wear the face coverings. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said he's pausing efforts to reopen the state economy. The announcement comes after nearly 1,100 new COVID-19 cases were reported last week. On Wednesday, state health officials reported 653 new cases. Reeves had planned to completely reopen the state by July 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you.
Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
What's the game, Earl? Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl backed giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubforGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
A single-day record in new coronavirus cases was reported nationwide yesterday. COVID-19 cases in Pennsylvania increased by over 600 in one day, their largest increase in 3 weeks. Many were in the Pittsburgh area. The rise prompted the governor to demand masks be worn more frequently.
The order expands a previous directive that said everyone must wear masks inside businesses of any kind across Pennsylvania. Now people are required to wear masks whenever they leave their homes and they're outdoors in a situation where they cannot maintain 6 feet of distance or more between themselves and others. Governor Tom Wolf said it was necessary in order to stop the recent increase in COVID-19 cases across Pennsylvania. He said some hot spots were traced to situations where people were not wearing masks or social distancing. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
On Wall Street, Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are higher. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Pinterest had a good day. Shares of the image-sharing social media company jumped 4% on news that Facebook would shut down a rival app called Hobby. Also, a Deutsche Bank analyst made positive comments about Pinterest and raised his price target on the stock. Nordstrom has reduced its workforce by 6,000 jobs nationwide. That's despite the company announcing last month that 378 of their stores had reopened. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has signed 19 new bills into law, including one that removes licensing barriers so workers with criminal records can more easily obtain professional licenses. Two others repeal the Sunday Tennis Act and the Sunday Polo Act, so you can legally play polo or tennis in Pennsylvania on a Sunday now before 1 p.m. On day one of the new quarter, stocks finished mixed, the Dow off 78, but the NASDAQ at a record 96 points higher and the S&P up 15. And that's after Pfizer released an optimistic report on its experimental coronavirus vaccine. Futures are pointed higher. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the showers that came from the north, south yesterday. Is that, was that the front, or is that just, what was happening yesterday with that? It seemed different.
Yeah, that was a large cluster of thunderstorms that originated in the Midwest and then moved into northern Alabama and Mississippi early yesterday. Some areas of northern Mississippi had 5 to 10 inches of rain.
Jeez.
And that disturbed weather just continued to move south, produced a new cluster of thunderstorms, and then finally reached the coast. And yesterday, and almost an inch of rain at the airport, but some areas could have easily picked up 2 inches of rain. The very, very, very heavy rain occurred in those thunderstorms. Turned out yesterday, the lowest temperature yesterday was in the late afternoon with the thunderstorms, mm-hmm. when the temperature dropped below 70 degrees. And we got to 93 yesterday afternoon, just before those thunderstorms moved in. And as a result, it cooled off a little bit last night. So instead of being in the upper 70s, many areas are in the low 70s this morning. But we're in for more thunderstorms today because there is a weather front that was up over northern Alabama. It is gradually easing its way into the central areas of the state. And then over the weekend, it will be down into the southern portion of Alabama, and that's where it will become stationary and is going to play a role in our weekend weather. As for today, look for partly cloudy skies and then a good chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll get up into the low 90s, around 92 degrees. Tonight, we'll likely see a few thunderstorms in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then for tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with a very good chance for thunderstorms and high temperature in the low 90s. And over the weekend, as I mentioned, that weather front will steadily move south and then stall. And so for Saturday, it'll get into the low 90s, but a very good chance for thunderstorms. And mostly in the afternoon and then into the evening hours, and hopefully they'll taper off before any of the fireworks displays. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy again with a good chance for thunderstorms at a high around 90 degrees. So we definitely have some thunderstorm activity to contend with through the through the weekend. It'll be mostly afternoon and early evening.
You know, people know I like the discussion of nuance in politics. I also like it in weather. And you talk about Saturday night because I know there was one fireworks display now canceled just in the last day. They said because the chance of thunderstorms on Saturday. But Dr. Bell, this is something, am I right? I mean, it can change. You could be having a thunderstorm at 7:30 and by 9 o'clock it'd be clear enough to shoot off fireworks.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's a good chance that'll be the situation, that it'll be over with by the time the normal displays would occur. But this time of the year they tend to taper off around 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock. And I expect that to be the situation. But in the meantime, in the afternoon, we can see some very heavy downpours this weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What's going on there?
We're doing all right. So far, quiet across the Gulf. Caribbean looks good. And even the Atlantic looks good. There is a large tropical wave coming off the African coast. Right now, we don't expect that to develop because conditions in the upper atmosphere are just not favorable right now across the Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. By the way, coming up, I've got a story. This is one of these stories. You ever seen the people that use tongs to hold something that's extremely cold or extremely hot? You know, mm-hmm. and they're like in their protective suits and they're getting, if they're weld or putting something in a forge, making something very hot, or they have something that's super cold. They have those tongs. I have a story like that. I'm going to be very careful with this. There's a new survey out. Asked children between 6 and 16 years old which parents drive better, mom or dad.
Wow.
Mom or dad, who's the better driver? I'm going to handle this story very carefully, but I will place this story in the mix coming up in the next 10 minutes. We'll be right back. Traffic is next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning from the Pierce Law Firm Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway yet. And again, if you're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore from Theodore Dawes Road out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road, you've seen some radar. A nice ride so far. Also, northbound 65 up towards Saraland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Now with no payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 60 months on most models. Shop at springhilltoyota.com. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer that's committed to your comfort and safety. Ask us about the indoor air quality products that can kill most viruses, bacteria, and allergens, providing you peace of mind that the air you're breathing is clean and healthy. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
641 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Boarding. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along with us this morning. And all kind of guests will be joining us. Robert Kennedy Jr. in the 8 o'clock hour. Rob Holbert, Captain Bobby Abrascato at 7:50 with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Lots to do on today's show. I want to also remind you, today is the end of our week on our fishing photo contest. Don't ask me why. Oh yeah, we started because it was National Go Fishing Day or something.
Yeah,
and it was a Thursday, so that's why this week the fishing photo contest week is a Thursday to Thursday kind of thing. I know it doesn't fit with the Monday through Sunday, but so we start a new week of it on a Thursday. We award the prize on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we last week had our first winner that wins that FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirt. Brad won that. Well, we've now been doing it for another week, and so we're going to award again today another winner, and then we'll start a new week of the contest.
Yeah, and the pictures have been great. First week, the pictures were outstanding. Second week, they've been great.
I'm going to get myself in trouble. I stay in trouble. This week's pictures are even better.
Okay.
Even better pictures. So make sure you've got to, and the way it is, you know, you put your picture up on, you go to facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Go to the post there that's pinned that says fishing photo contest. You put your picture up and then you campaign, you politic to get other people to like your photo. And it's just that simple. The photo with the most likes gets a shirt each week. And then we'll reset and do it again for another week and another week. Now I got a box of these shirts. Our buddy Mike Callahan has got a box of them.
Mm-hmm.
We were working off my personal stash when we started this, but now we got a big box of them. So this contest is going to keep on going. So hopefully you keep getting those pictures there. All right, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. It's my buddy Trey. You got junk. You need it gone. You need Trey. It could be things that might be in the way of your backyard fireworks display. It could be things inside your home. Could be a storage unit you pay that dang check on every month and you don't even know what's in there. It could be big things. I mean, he moves swing sets and trampolines and above-ground pools and storage sheds. He can handle stuff like that. Or stuff that you just don't even know where you can take those things. You can't put them out for big trash day. Where do you take them? You get 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that appointment by calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They'll set an appointment day and time with you. They'll show up. They'll quote you a price. You say yes, they get to work. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey, local franchisee, Mobile and Baldwin counties. All right, I want to pack two of these stories in here. Number one story, and I've mentioned this, and this is something I was thinking as well, reaching out to the Attorney General, trying to get Steve Marshall on the show to talk about the law in Alabama, because Governor Ivey, in her statements the other day, said, I'm paraphrasing here, but said she could implement a mask ordinance for the state, but she wasn't.
Right.
And now I figured out how all that stuff went down, because if you listen to the city council meeting yesterday, yeah, end of last week, a call from the governor's office went out and basically said, we're going to have to do this. Either we can do this or y'all can do this. And
wow.
Remember, I kept going, there's something happened here. Something changed. And that's what happened. But then there's this question just state law-wise, can a municipality enforce this law? Does this, is this something that the state is over and not the... And then they asked Dr. Eichold, and he said, you know, his office with Mobile County Health Department can make these changes. So can Jefferson County Health Department, and then Alabama State Department of Health can do that. So that was the state angle. So then I'm reading another story. It's from Michael Rogers, and it's over at AL.com. And the story is, Alabama City asks, can mask ordinances be enforced? Now, this is about Gadsden. Okay, it's a Gadsden story, but let me read down here. Here it goes. It says, a council member, so this is going to be, okay, cities around Alabama are enacting mask ordinances to combat the spread of COVID-19. While the issue was briefly discussed by the Gadsden City Council this week, there were a number of questions that would have to be addressed before any legislation is drafted. Council member Thomas Worthy asked if an ordinance requiring face masks in public land had been considered, and council president Cynthia Tolles said she brought the issue up during a conference call with EMA last week. She went on to say, I got on the conference call, I asked the question, how is it going to be enforced? City Attorney Lee Roberts said the question of enforcement had come up after Birmingham had passed its mask ordinance. He said Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall had reiterated that the city only has powers given to it by the state, and the city did not have the authority to require residents to wear face masks. Okay, so the Attorney General saying two things. He didn't say specifically for Birmingham, but think about that. Attorney General Steve Marshall said the city only has powers that are given to it by the state, and then said the city does not have the authority to require residents to wear face masks.
Mm.
In other words, it's under the jurisdiction of the state in the interpretation of the Attorney General. So it goes on here and says, the Montgomery Advertiser reported that Governor Kay Ivey and other government officials who spoke at Tuesday's press conference expressed doubts that they could enforce a statewide mask order. So there's two things here. There's putting them in, and like I've been asking since this started, how do you enforce it? Is this enforceable? A quote here from Gina Maiola, who is a spokesman for Governor Ivey, person who doesn't return my emails, said, Governor Ivey respects the individual choice of citizens to wear a mask or not, just as she respects that of businesses or local entities to require it. So now the governor's saying this, and the attorney general's saying that it's the decision of the state to enforce this and not the municipalities. So that's one way. I don't think the state, because the governor wants this to happen, I don't think they're going to step in.
Mm-hmm.
And ruffle feathers, but this goes back to whether you enforce the laws as written in rule of law or not, because you have the attorney general. He's not saying he's going to do anything about it, but he's, in so many words there, is being quoted as saying, that's a state thing. That's not given to the cities.
Yeah. And
so, see, this is what you get into with this stuff.
And we've talked about at length how difficult it will be to enforce it. Even if the state, you know, gave those cities the ability to enforce the mask ordinance, but
you'd have to have a special session, and you'd probably have to amend the Alabama Constitution to do that.
Yeah. And yesterday, during part two of the hours long Mobile City Council meeting, John Sharp from AL.com reported that James Barber, who of course, is Mobile's public safety director. He got up to speak. He said that the city's police will leave discretion up to individual officers on whether they issue citations to people not wearing masks. He says,
"If I'm a cop, I do that V8 thing where I just hit my forehead this morning." Great, great.
He said that citations are the last thing the police want to do.
Right, but then if you don't, then you're going to have somebody say it's being enforced differently for different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the last thing we want. All right. Also, when we come back, how about this for COVID stories? And this is one that'll make national news if it hasn't already. This story out of Tuscaloosa, where the Utes up there were having parties, and instead of playing spin the bottle or, you know, bikini twister or whatever happened, they were going and gambling on who could get COVID-19 first.
Stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid. We'll give you more on that coming up, and headlines next.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Mobile will be required to wear face coverings in public places after the city council approved a mask ordinance during Wednesday's special meeting. The council voted 6-1 in favor of the ordinance. Children 10 and younger are exempt from the law. The penalty for not wearing a mask is $50. The ordinance will go into effect on Friday. Also starting Monday, people will have to wear masks inside Baldwin County courthouses. Judge Clark Stankowski issued that mandate on Wednesday, ordering everyone to wear masks inside county courthouses, including the satellite courts in Foley and Fairhope. Court employees, visitors, witnesses, law enforcement officers, cleaning personnel, and vendors will be required to wear the face coverings. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said he's pausing efforts to reopen the state economy. The announcement comes after nearly 1,100 new COVID-19 cases were reported last week. On Wednesday, state health officials reported 653 new cases. Reeves had planned to completely reopen the state by July 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Good morning, 10 till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NFL will be shortening the length of the 2020 preseason to 2 games from the traditional 4. The league has already canceled the annual Hall of Fame game, which was scheduled for August 8th in Canton, Ohio. Now they've canceled the first and fourth preseason games on each team's schedule in order to allow players to get in better condition prior to the start of the regular season on September 10th. Most players will still report to training camp July 28th, but the first preseason games won't be played until August 20th. Each team will play one home game and one on the road, which, interestingly enough, Cam Newton, who's now with the New England Patriots, his first preseason game will be against the Carolina Panthers. How's that for some drama? The NFL and NFL Players Association agreed that players will need more time than normal to get in football shape this summer. No teams were able to practice on the field during the offseason, and many gyms and other conditioning settings have been closed. The NFL will soon issue a set of guidelines that spells out the schedule for the 23 days of training camp before the first preseason game. In college football news, 14 members of the Oklahoma Sooners have tested positive for coronavirus. The Sooners were tested ahead of Wednesday's reopening of OU facilities for voluntary workouts for football players. Two of the players have reportedly recovered, while 12 of the cases remain active. But the Sooners program isn't alone, as college football players and other athletes across the country have started returning to campus for workouts. Many are testing positive for the virus. At Alabama, at least 8 Crimson Tide football players have tested positive. 3 players at Auburn have tested positive. And at least 51 schools have reported at least 1 positive test in their athletic programs. The first college football games for the 2020 season are currently scheduled for August 29th. In hockey news, reports say that the NHL and NHL Players Association are close to agreeing to a deal to restart the 2020 season, along with an extension of the current collective bargaining agreement. The NHL also announced that Edmonton and Toronto will be the 2 hub cities where 24 teams will play when they return to the ice for the playoffs. In golf, the Rocket Mortgage Classic began this morning at the Detroit Golf Club, with the first players teeing off at 5:45. Live TV coverage on the Golf Channel will begin at 2 this afternoon. Yesterday, the tour made a modification to its coronavirus policy. With the possibility of false positive tests, any player or caddy who tests positive for COVID-19 but appears asymptomatic may return to competition following 2 negative test results at least 24 hours apart. As a result, Cameron Champ, who tested positive June 23rd but had 3 negative tests in the 72 hours after his positive result, has been given the green light to play in this week's tournament. And in baseball news, with the expectation that no fans will be allowed to attend MLB games when the 2020 season begins later this month, teams are getting creative in order to add some revenue. The Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants both announced a promotion to put cardboard cutouts of fans in their respective stadiums during home games. For a price, fans will be able to take a photo of themselves. The photo then gets printed onto a cardboard cutout, and that cutout gets placed somewhere in the stands. According to the A's website, general fans have to pay $89 each for their cardboard cutouts. If you want to have your cutout in the foul ball zone, you'll have to pay $129. But if you do that, and your cutout gets hit by a foul ball, The team will send you that foul ball. Now, other teams around the world have used this strategy to fill their stadiums. Leeds United, an English soccer club, had to apologize for allowing a cutout of Osama bin Laden to make its way into their fake crowd. 6:54, that's Look at Sports on Mobile Mornings.
What was the old proverb? A fool and his money are soon parted, or you can pay for your cardboard cutout at a game.
It's like buying a star.
Don't get me started. But that Rocky Moselle guy, he's gone now, though. I hadn't heard him in years. But that was the best scam ever, huh?
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good morning for the Pierce Law Firm Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway yet. And again, if you're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore from Theodore Dawes Road out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road, you've seen some radar. A nice ride so far. Also, northbound 65 up towards Saraland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Now with no payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 60 months on most models. Shop at springhilltoyota.com. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:56, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Leanna has entered the building, and Leanna asked me, had I heard that, you know, that piece of audio from the city council meeting, and I, which one? I mean, this right now stands out as one of the top three.
You can't walk down the street without clothes on in the city of Mobile.
So duly noted, clothes are not optional, in the city of, according to Dr. Eichold.
And the more you know.
All right. And speaking of how to, I don't know how you deal with this. I don't know if masks would deal with this or putting them in cages would deal with this. Report here, officials in Tuscaloosa, actually Tuscaloosa City Council member Sonia McKinistry said students at the university hosted parties to intentionally affect each other with coronavirus.
Ew.
McKinstry said the party organizers purposely invited guests who tested positive for COVID-19. She said the students put money in a pot and whoever got COVID first would get the cash. Now, you're not going to find out that night.
No.
So I don't know if it was put like in a escrow account to do it correctly or whatever.
That's a futures wager.
Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith confirmed the incidents to the city council on Tuesday. Smith said he didn't say whether the actions would be taken, any action would be taken against students. He also didn't say which students attended, which schools the students attended. But they would have parties. You would have like the guest of honor, somebody who has had COVID-19, then everybody would try to get it while they're there. Maybe there are too many of us on the planet. We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Mobile will be required to wear face coverings in public places after the city council approved a mask ordinance during Wednesday's special meeting. The council voted 6-1 in favor of the ordinance. Children 10 and younger are exempt from the law. The penalty for not wearing a mask is $50. The ordinance will go into effect on Friday. Also starting Monday, people will have to wear masks inside Baldwin County courthouses. Judge Clark Stankowski issued that mandate on Wednesday, ordering everyone to wear masks inside county courthouses, including the satellite courts in Foley and Fairhope. Court employees, visitors, witnesses, law enforcement officers, cleaning personnel, and vendors will be required to wear the face coverings. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said he's pausing efforts to reopen the state economy. The announcement comes after nearly 1,100 new COVID-19 cases were reported last week. On Wednesday, state health officials reported 653 new cases. Reeves had planned to completely reopen the state by July 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Do you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time.
First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be